The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Leslie writes, "Hey, Bill, I've been listening since 6:30, and you have not gone through who won and who lost since. It's because I talked about it at 6:15, Leslie. You got to get up earlier." Okay, I'll do a quick one. Overall, it was a pretty good night, all right? These are preliminary vote counts, all right? So I'll just do a quick on this one. The county measures in Jackson and Josephine County, 15, let's go with 15-224 and 225. That was the nonpartisan commissioners and the five commissioners charter change. That went down to defeat, it would appear to. These are preliminary counts, but the margins are pretty wide, okay? 226, the salary cut to $75,000, that appears to have won handily, but most likely I think it is tied to 225, and since 225 didn't win, it is going to be a moot point, okay? Now then, Patrick Green appears to be the new Jackson County District Attorney. Christine Herbert led that judge position, so she's winning on that. Judge Orr appears to be beating the challenger, Pietola, at this point. And Noah Robinson soundly defeating Christine Goodwin for 2nd District Senate GOP candidacy. So Noah will go on to the general election with a Democrat challenger, I believe. Senate District 28, it is Diane Linthicum winning over Dave Hensley. Dennis Linthicum, who I just spoke to, of course, won handily in the Republican Secretary of State contest. And in the Josephine County Commission races, position 2, it appears that Chris Barnett and Colleen Martin will move on to the November race together, battling each other. Position 3, Pat Fahey versus Ron Smith. And that's what it's looking like right now. Gonzalez is about, it was also challenging with Ron Smith. There are other votes that could come in that might change, but at this point it appears to be Pat Fahey versus Ron Smith. The animal shelter in Josephine County went down. The Three Rivers School Bond also went down. And as far as the Jackson County Commission race, Randy Sparacino wins that primary quite handily. We'll go on to beat Denise Krause in the November election. I think that's how that is going. I think that pretty much touched on the highlights. And I only dealt with mostly just the challenged races, okay? All right. Kevin Starrett joins me, and we'll get his take on things, especially from the northern part of the state. We'll kick that around coming up.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is celebrating its 20-year anniversary as the Rogue Valley's car, truck, Jeep, and SUV accessory upfit headquarters. Specializing in spray-on bedliners, vehicle undercoating, tonneau covers, and the largest selection of fiberglass, commercial, and metal canopies in the area. Running boards, Nerf bars, bumpers, winches, and LED lighting are also on the menu, along with hitches, decked drawer systems, and bed slides too. Come see Oregon Truck and Auto Authority today and get your vehicle ready for your next adventure.
What's for dinner? It's a question often pondered. At Freddy's Diner, we have answers.
Okay, oh boy, she's going to be back soon. Let's see. Chicken fried steak, a New York, Carolina chicken, seafood combo, smoked brisket, hand-dipped salmon, fish and chips.
Have you decided?
Winner, winner, four-piece pressure fried chicken dinner.
Excellent choice.
You can't lose at Freddy's Diner. Open every day till 8 p.m. on Main in Old Town Eagle Point.
Although Waymo, the self-driving taxi company, probably isn't operating in your city yet, your summer travels may take you to a city where they are. Here's why I won't get in one. I'm Kim Commando for NetSuite. Attention business owners, get a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program at netsuite.com/Kim. When you get into a car, your life is in the driver's hands, but that's okay, because everyone evaluates drivers on the spot. Something not right? Just get out. But with self-driving cars, you cannot evaluate the algorithm that's actually driving the car. Which brings me back to Waymo, owned by Alphabet, Google's parent company. And what we know for sure is that, all things being equal, Waymo is not as safe as driving with an experienced human driver. The feds are now actively investigating Waymo's abysmal safety record. More than 20 crashes, driving on the wrong side of the street, striking pedestrians. Self-driving cars are not ready for prime time, and Waymo appears to be unsafe at any speed. Sign up for my free newsletter at getkim.com. Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more money you keep. It's obvious, but with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, small businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. Access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim. netsuite.com/Kim.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Kevin Starrett from Oregon Firearms Federation joins me, OregonFirearms.org. And you and I were just shooting the breeze last night after the primary election results were starting to come in there. By the way, Kevin, I just had to say, I didn't realize that you, when you were talking with Lars the other day about the Oregon gun rights, that faked up PAC thing that was endorsing, I didn't realize that you were going to be the introduction to a comedy act when Reagan Canope ended up, when Reagan Canope, the guy behind the so-called fake gun rights thing, the Oregon gun rights, ends up calling Lars after, and it's like he volunteered to call and be destroyed by Lars. I'm just thinking to myself, this is high comedy. I didn't realize you were the opening act for that. Congratulations.
I didn't anticipate it myself. I was a little surprised. It was hilarious, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what have you guys done? Well, we haven't done anything, but we're going to do something. Well, what are you going to do? Well, we're going to introduce legislation to get people to register to vote when they get hunting licenses. Like, well, aren't people registered to vote already when they get driver's licenses? but don't worry, we're going to do, no, we haven't done anything. And no, the only transaction we've had was $500 I paid to myself. But don't you worry. Yeah. And that, but the most ridiculous thing, of course, was when he said that they were going to advance the interests of the legislators who walked out, when in fact most of the people that they endorse, well, they endorse virtually everybody, but they endorse people who refuse to walk out or who have said they would never walk out. And of course, Reagan's father, Tim Canope, was the person who engineered the complete crushing of everybody who did walk out.
Yeah, because it was Tim Canope that ended up collapsing and coming back that broke the back of that walkout. Of the denial of quorum, right? Wasn't that the deal,
precisely,
if I recall?
After so many senators gave up their political futures, then Canope comes back and hands the Democrats everything they wanted, when at that point, the Republicans had complete control. There was nothing more the Democrats could do to them. They'd already taken away their ability to run again. Now the Republicans had the ability to crush all the bad legislation. So after Reagan's dad got everybody to walk out long enough so they couldn't run again, then he turned around and gave the Democrats everything they wanted. So it was truly a comedy routine. It's so absurd. We're at the point now where everybody in politics has taken their lessons from the Clintons, where you just lie all the time shamelessly.
And if you just lie louder and more often, we're supposed to believe you, right? That kind of thing. But on the other hand, it would appear that many of the people endorsed by Oregon Gun Rights, that wonderful Second Amendment group there that nobody ever heard about until a few weeks ago, didn't seem to work all that much in many of these primary elections, did it?
Well, you know, their endorsements were kind of ridiculous. I mean, talk about shotgunning things. I mean, they endorsed, for example, they endorsed Dwayne Yunker, and Dwayne told them, don't endorse me. I want nothing to do with you. Take me off your website. And they said, no, we won't do it. You know, I mean, they endorsed both Christine Drazen and James Heap. So what does that actually mean? That means that they have no idea what to do. Of course, I mean, this is a group of two people who, Canope and the Iverson gang, who claim to have been working on gun rights for years and misquoted the Second Amendment on their website.
And on top of that, I haven't seen the $25,000 check that they all held up that other year when they ended up passing that, at least being there to pass that pro-gun bill, you know, or the anti-gun bill, rather.
Being there passed it, yeah. It was the ban on making your own firearms, yeah, and other things. And yes, they in fact passed it by being there. And, you know, all the people who said, well, we voted against it, you know, like the Goodwins of the world saying, we voted. No, you voted yes.
By being there.
Were there.
By being there.
Right. And, mm-hmm. and the fact is that those people, Goodwin and the rest of the House members, didn't even risk losing their ability to run again. They risked nothing by walking out. And so saying you voted no, if you really understand the process and really understand what the whole quorum issue does, they in fact greased the skids and passed that legislation. And then they came back and said, look what great heroes we are. And in fact, they are doing the bidding of the Democrat majority.
And that $25,000 paper check that the caucus held up for the future Second Amendment lawsuit, has that check ever been made and cashed? I haven't seen any evidence of it.
And, you know, now they won't even talk about it. As a matter of fact, you know, one of the guys who works for us has been repeatedly asking House reps what's going on. And so now the new House Republican leader, Helfrich, is saying, hey, I wasn't the leader at the time. I'm not responsible. I don't know anything about this. I mean, there's a picture of him standing on the Capitol steps, you know, holding this cardboard check.
Okay, yeah, here's
we
the
don't
thing.
Know anything about that.
Okay, now here's the thing, though. Because he may be the new House Republican leader, but not for long, because Christine Drazin, I'm sure, Christine Drazin will be there to claim her leadership back, I'm sure.
That's right. I give it a month. Okay. I give it a month. So she's running unopposed now, of course, because she won the House seat. There's no Democrat in the race, so she will win that seat. I give it a month that she's back there before Helfrich is out and will have to have a fire sale on his Jingle Jeff sweatshirts. You know, he's done.
You know, I'm sorry to be making fun of so many of these Republicans, but, you know, this is the level of absurdity in which the people who are supposedly the bad guys, all the conservatives, are really the conservatives that are just making all of the so-called moderates just look so bad. You know, out there is.
Well, and I'm not even making that up. You know, the Jingle Jeff sweatshirts were a real thing. You know, one of his endless fundraisers, it was Christmas time, it was like, buy my sweatshirt, Jingle Jeff. And then about a week and a half ago, he put out another utterly, this is a, you know, quote, conservative Republican, put out this shameless email where he was saying, as a former police officer, now a dedicated public servant, I want to thank our brave men and women in law enforcement. So click here to sign a letter thanking our brave men and women in law enforcement. Now, typically on one of his emails, when you click there, it just takes you to his fundraising page. And that was his intent. But he screwed that up, and the link took you to a dead page on WinRed's fundraising page, a 404 error.
Oh, no, I love it.
That if you clicked your back button, took you to WinRed's nationwide page where you could donate to anybody in any state. And so, yeah, I understand it's about money. I get that. You know, we raise money. But
yeah.
Don't put a link in there that says, help me thank law enforcement by sending me $10.
All right. Here, the bottom line, though, going back to Canope, though, going on Lars the other day, which was like, you know, the comedy act of the at least of this month. OK, when it really is there. Did it really have all that much impact at all? I mean, did most of those people, because, I mean, Goodwin, of course, went down in flames here. You know, that appears to not be the case. And Dave Hensley, he didn't get any traction over at Senate District 28. Let me put it this way. Do you believe the Republican caucus, which is filled with arguably more moderates there, along with the lobbies, is there going to be any lessons learned out of this? Maybe even some embarrassment? Maybe even, hey, maybe we should stop trying to kill all the conservatives in Oregon and just let people vote for who they want?
No, there will be no lessons learned. I mean, as far as what impact Canope's fake pack had, it's very hard to say because nobody really heard of them except the people who, like, we communicate with that we were warning, and the few people who, I mean, people who got Goodwin's mail where she was in claiming the endorsement before they even existed. And then the only other two people, and I don't know what everybody mailed through the whole state, but the only other two people I know who've actually used that endorsement were Todd Nash, who mm-hmm. was running for a Senate seat in Eastern Oregon.
Now, didn't he lose?
No, he won.
Todd Nash won. Okay, all right.
Yeah, we withdrew our endorsement. We had actually endorsed him, but we withdrew that endorsement as soon as he started using this fake pack because he knew they were fake. I mean, he absolutely knew they were fake because I discussed that with his campaign manager. She didn't know who they were. I told her who they were, and then they started using the endorsement. And the other one was Hensley, who used it on a mail piece where he misspelled his own name. So I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, the average voter who just sees Oregon gun rights and doesn't have the time, opportunity, whatever, to explore it might have been fooled by it. Mm-hmm. But there's no way of knowing. And, of course, now Knope is saying, oh, we're going to do all this stuff. Well, great. Welcome to the party. I'm happy to have you doing it.
That's
stuff.
Fine. But, you know, Knope said on Lars, when Lars was slicing him to bits, you know, the other day.
He was.
It was kind of like watching a puppy getting kicked in some ways. But that being said, I remember when
No, Bill, it wasn't like that.
Well,
because
no?
If you watched a puppy getting kicked, you'd intervene.
Oh, okay. All right. So how about this? So I can't use the baby seal being clubbed. That doesn't work. Okay. What would
No. It was just hilarious. Okay. You know, if you get kind of cornered and trapped by somebody, either, you know, an interviewer or a reporter or somebody, and like, okay, I wasn't expecting these questions, but you don't go volunteer to be completely expose what a fraud you are. And he did. And I have to say that Lars really took him to task. Just as, I mean, one of the things he was saying is, we're going to fill the void left by Oregon firearms.
Yeah, because he was saying, the complaint was that you didn't endorse many people in this primary election. And, of course, what was left unsaid is why you didn't endorse, right? I mean, that's it. Right,
right. And they endorsed everybody. I mean, they endorsed candidates running against each other.
The point being, though, is that you were not endorsed people who didn't deserve an endorsement. And that was I guess that was not very happily received.
Well, you know, I mean, if you're in the look, the PAC was created to give an endorsement to Goodwin. That's why it was created, because it didn't even exist until after she was promoting it. You know, they didn't have a website. They didn't have a PAC. None of it even existed until Goodwin started saying that she was endorsed by them. So what does an endorsement mean? It's like, let's say you and I decide, and I brought this up before, you and I can form a pack in 20 minutes.
Okay, here it is. Let's form a pack. It's Fat Guys for Freedom. How about that?
Well, or Bill and Kevin to Save the Puppies, right?
Oh, there we go. I like that even better. It's less insulting for us.
We could start giving out our endorsement. Well, how about a better one? How about Bill and Kevin's pack to kill puppies? And then we start endorsing everybody we hate, right? And then we could say, oh, look, you know, Senator Schmertz was endorsed by this group, Kill the Puppies. And it's all a gigantic scam. But, you know, how many people have the time to weed through all this crap?
Well, you know, that's why we have to be on alert here and continue to be vigilant as much as possible. And I always appreciate your acerbic take on the situation.
That's kind.
Well, I am being kind, you know, because I consider you a friend. All right. We have a lot of fun. Yeah, we teehee. But the thing is that there is so much fakery going on. And by the way, the state legislature essentially passed laws to, Brian Boquist was talking about, that they think that state legislators can essentially lie in their campaign mailings and things like that, and nothing can be done about that. And so, you know, we have to tell the truth where maybe the candidates and the situation itself will not. And I just wanted to say thank you very much. Overall, here in Southwest Oregon, the news was pretty good for the team Freedom folks. Okay, that's the way I looked at it. And so, thank you for that. All right. And other than Hebe, were there any other bits of bad news, though, coming out of the other parts of the state here before we take off, Kevin?
Well, I mean, the bad news is massive. I mean, the Democrats are getting way more votes in most places, of course. So,
yeah.
I mean, and of course, the Drazen winning is a sign that the state is in steep decline. I mean, now here's a woman who posed with the Canby police chief, who voted regularly to screw the police. And the Canby police chief and another lieutenant, who I actually know both these guys, were posed with her. I don't know if they even understood it or if they're not paying attention. But I mean, this is Drazen's a person who celebrated when Derek Chauvin was convicted of the quote murder of George Floyd. This is a person who voted repeatedly to stick it to the police, take away their ability to deal with rioters, and to protect Antifa. This is who they're standing next to, and whether they knew they were going to be used in a campaign piece or not. Now, the people who know her in Clackamas County, the people who are most active in the party, uniformly despise her. In fact, I had one elected official in Clackamas County say to me, If James Hebe wins, I will dance naked in the street. Okay, that's how much she is hated by the people who know her. But, of course, she had all the lobby money behind her, and she had an enormous ability to get out her signs and her message. And James is not, you know, a gifted campaigner.
No, Mr. Smoothie, he is not, okay? Let's be honest.
No. I mean, what James brought to the party was a little bit of naiveness, but certainly some integrity. And what Drazen brings to the party is a kind of ruthlessness and bloodthirstiness, but not much intelligence. So at this point, what we can say is that at least she won't be getting smacked around by Tina Kotek anymore. Now she'll be getting smacked around by Julie Fahey.
Okay, I can't wait. But anyway, let's get ready for, I guess, riot season is what we need to be preparing for in the next few weeks and months. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I mean, it's come a little early on college campuses.
Yeah.
But, you know, as the weather gets better, and, of course, Portland is always the epicenter, so get out your popcorn. And, you know, pick your team jersey. I mean, will it be the climate change people, you know, the anti-fascist Gaza or Orange Man Bad? We will find out. But, you know, invest in helmets and riot gear.
All right. Hey, I've got my hard hat in the car. I'm ready. OK, so we'll talk soon. All right.
Fantastic.
Kevin, thank you so much. Always good commentary. Kevin Starr at Oregon Firearms Federation, an actual Second Amendment organization in Oregon, an actual real one. And we'll talk soon. You be well. Okay?
Thank you, Bill.
All right. 832 KMED.
Why did Memorial Day become synonymous with buying furniture? Did Congress declare a sofa emergency? Do you need a three-day weekend to justify a new bedroom set? Memorial Day is the time to secure your new furniture from Garrison's Home. So, through May 27th, we're making it easy to buy with 2 years interest-free financing OAC at our low Memorial Day sale price. Why? Because America. That's why. The Memorial Day sale, happening now at all Garrison's locations. Garrison's.com.
One of each, Forte VIN, 785-766 MSRP, 21-645, 3500 due, Sol VIN, 237-299 MSRP, 22-140, 3500 due, 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration, processing fee, trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt, negative equity applied to new loan balance, N6224.
Thinking about a new ride? It's time to trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford. Hurry in to get more cash for your trade-in, no matter the make, model, or mileage. Then trade up and save on our huge Kia selection, like a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS or a new 2024 Kia Soul LX. Just $149 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Then find a Kia you really want, like Fortes or Souls. Your choice. Just $149 a month. Trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate 4 modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit Clouser Drilling.
Summer is coming. Don't let breakdowns in the heat leave you stranded. Now through May 31st, get 10% off an engine cooling system service at American Wrench Garage. You can also take advantage of great savings on air conditioning diagnostics and system charges now through the end of summer. American Wrench Garage wants to keep you cool, arrive on time, and save some money doing it. Call now and book an appointment at 541-499-6673. American Wrench Garage, we are United Through Service.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The arrival of a suspicious package caused this morning's brief lockdown of Republican National Committee headquarters on Capitol Hill. U.S. Capitol Police say the package contained 2 vials of blood. No one was hurt. The RNC office has since reopened. Someone familiar with the situation tells the AP that the package was addressed to former President Trump. California voters have decided who will serve the remainder of former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's term. State Assembly member Vince Fong is a McCarthy protege who had also had the former speaker's endorsement as well as that of former President Trump. The Former president's lawyers trying again to have the Florida classified documents case dismissed. The Trump legal team argues the indictment fails to clearly articulate a crime. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 51 points, the NASDAQ 19 points higher. More details, srnnews.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
It's 8:36. Whew, what a busy morning this has been today, huh? Going through the election results and so much more. What is your overall take? I haven't had much of a time for some open phones. We can do some of that here for the final 10, 15 minutes of Wheels Up Wednesday if you wanted to weigh in. What's your overall feel on it? Are you happy about what happened? You a little disappointed on some things? What could have been better? What messages worked? What messages did not? And I'm pretty darn happy that the counties, for the most part, appear to have dodged the bullet. And it was thanks to you and probably people like you evangelizing out there, getting the word out about these county measures and how essentially just horrible they would have been here. The slicing and dicing of Jackson and Josephine County appears to have been unsuccessful. Really went down hard. 17-116 went down hard in Josephine County, thank goodness. And in Jackson County, yeah, there was one of them that was appeared to be passing, but I believe it has been is made moot because it was tied to 15-225 passing. That was the salary cut. Okay, so that didn't happen here. But we can certainly, you know, dig into that, give you a little take on it. You've heard a lot of conversation. And I haven't had a chance to talk to Noah Robinson. Maybe we'll get Noah to talk about his state Senate candidate. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow on Conspiracy Theory Thursday, given that there have been so many conspiracy theories flying around. But I'll reach out to him. We talked to just about everybody else, but I'll talk to you now. 770-563-3770-KMED. Now then, something which is no Conspiracy Theory Thursday, and maybe you're having trouble getting wheels up, is the fact that the inflation is sticking and sticking really hard. And boy, it has just been blowing up in the insurance world. My gosh, 20, 25, 30% increases. Some people are telling me they're just having trouble getting coverage, you know, sometimes for their home. And you need a friend. That friend would be Steve Yancey at Sky Park Insurance. Sky Park Insurance is the independent insurance agency, many different companies, and he'll shop your business around. And Steve is very busy, but he's not too busy to talk to you. Call him at 261-5444. A lot of listeners save money with him. Maybe you can too. Maybe you already have the best of a bad deal. I don't know. He'll let you know one way or the other. But call Steve, put him to work for you, and we'll find out, okay? 261-5444, 261-5444, or skyparkins.com.
We make insurance easy.
He says, I'm going to do this again because he pays me to actually make sure that I have him on.
Okay? At Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
There we go, Steve. All right?
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Whether you need a weathertight garage for your vehicles and toys, a functional workshop, an ideal barn for your horses, or an oversized covered riding arena, Johnson Builders has you covered. Choose from a variety of maintenance-free colors, warranted steel panel roofing and siding options, plus alternative finishes like stone, brick, or wood siding to match your aesthetic and functional requirements. Roofing material options too. Visit Johnson.Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future. The Artisan Bakery Cafe is your go-to for all things delicious, specializing in European-style pastries, offering the largest selection of fresh baked pastries in the Rogue Valley. Croissants, danishes, cream cheese pockets, bear claws, scones, turnovers, Napoleons, buttercream cones, beignets, cinnamon rolls, coffee cake muffins, and more. So many fresh baked goodies just waiting for you. Tuesday through Friday, 7 to 3, and Saturday, 8 to 3. Stop by 1325 Center Drive or visit artisanbakerymedford.com. Also, order on DoorDash.
Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company takes pride in ensuring their customers get fresh, clean water from field to tap. Here's a recent review from Mike.
I am so grateful for Siskiyou Pump and Rotary Drilling Company. This outfit gets a 10 out of 10. When they say they are going to do something, you can trust that it's going to get done to the highest standard. The drilling team knows their stuff and developed a well producing 28 gallons per minute.
Providing fresh water for Rogue Valley residents for over 50 years. Visit SiskiyouPump.com.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Man, like I said, still a little blurry-eyed this morning, but it's still happy to talk with you. Overall, a good night. 770-563-3770 KMED. Let's talk with Dave. Hello, Dave. How are you doing this morning? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Doing
late
good.
Night, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, I probably got done with all the emails and the text messages maybe about 9:30 or so. But I think I don't think I fell asleep till 11 because, you know, that tired and wired sort of thing. You were just so.
Yeah, I know. And that's late for you.
Oh, hey. Well, you know, I am on the official talk radio toddler schedule in which you go to bed at 8 o'clock at night and you're like a little baby. And if you don't, you wake up crying and screaming. I haven't wet my diaper yet, but, you know.
That's hilarious. So, like, I was encouraged by the county measures and I thought that the no campaign was really well run and really well executed. And I think a lot of people should take note of that because I think, you know, the Republicans should be able to learn from a really well run campaign. And I would also say that we shouldn't rest on our laurels there because, as we know, the liberals over in Ashland never sleep on this stuff and they'll be back with another really lame and stupid idea, you know, probably pretty soon, I'm sure. And then I was impressed with, speaking of well-run campaigns, you know, I was impressed, even though I'm not in his district, I was impressed with the campaign Noah Robinson ran and his messaging and the clarity of it. And again, a really, really well-run campaign. So I hope we can see... I hope we're able to see really more of that as we move into the general election. I also saw a lot of money going into a lot of Democratic candidates, with, like Tobias Reed and those people that actually ran down here. So the Democrats still have tons of money.
Oh yeah, and they will continue. And they will continue to. Money's not everything, but it's not nothing. The point is, though, when you're talking about a statewide election, it would be helpful to raise good money. So if you're hoping to make progress and not have Tobias Reed, writing some checks or going over to electdennis.com and various other things, other people that are fighting that, it's going to be so necessary. And let's be honest, Dennis Linthicum is a high lift. This is going to be a high lift for a statewide election. You understand that, right, Dave?
Well, you know, this is what I go back to. I love Dennis Richardson, God rest his soul. And I remember when he ran for governor, and I think he was on your show.
Yeah.
And at the very beginning, and he one of the first things out of his mouth is, well, you know, we don't really have a lot of money. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but look, money, who said it? Fitzgerald, you know, JFK's father-in-law, you know, money's the mother's milk of politics. You can't run at the statewide level unless you have the money to run a campaign. I agree with what you said about Dennis, and I know it's going to be a heavy lift statewide, but I don't think it's impossible. I don't think it's undoable.
Oh, I didn't say it was undoable, but I'm saying, though, this is no cakewalk, and it's going to take lots of hard work, and we conservatives, constitutionalists, need to back up people like that because – you know, you're not going to do it with just a little GoFundMe money. You know what I'm getting at?
Oh, you're right. You're preaching to the choir there, buddy.
Yeah, you know, when you're gonna have Tobias Reed in there, getting every communist PAC group or whatever it is, funneling millions to him. That you have to fight fire with fire. It's going to be that kind of a battle. Appreciate the call. Glad to hear from you, Dave. Take care. Let me go to next line. Good morning, KMED. Who's this?
Yeah, this is John.
Hey, John. How are you today?
I have never really paid that much attention to the primaries.
Mm-hmm.
I was registered as a Democrat ever since I voted for Peanuts.
For who now? Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Boy, that's a long time.
It has been.
Yeah. But boy, anyway. I'm trying to think. I wasn't eligible to vote at that point. I was only 16. Of course, that would make me a voter in today's Oregon. But please continue. Please continue.
Well, I had this quirk. If I really dislike somebody, I can't remember the name. But anyway, I listened to the lady from Canyonville that was running against Robertson on your program. So I went out and re-registered as a Republican the last day so I could vote against her.
Really?
I mean, her speech, her disdain for people was so evident in her talk that I couldn't stand it. Anyway, and I want to compliment the Josephine County Republican thing, because even though I registered on the last day, they actually called me yesterday to see if I went out and vote.
That's interesting.
So I think the whole thing between the talk shows and actually getting to hear the people and the activism and the actual caring of the Republican Party, I think it's the greatest thing in the world.
And I have to tell you, that kind of grassroots politics is a lot of work. And, you know, it's and that's really the job of what the local parties are supposed to be doing. I would have to also share your enthusiasm for that. I appreciate the call, John. Good hearing from you. It's Bill Myers Show on KMED, KCMD. Open phones continue at 770-5633. Good to hear from him.
Joel here at Butler Ford and Truck Center, and here's the deal people keep asking about. When will we have more F-150s, the payment of only $445 a month? The answer is right now. Lease a 2024 Ford F-150 Crew Cab for only $445 a month. Work, tow, play, haul in a new Ford F-150 for only $445 a month at Butler Ford. Nobody knows how to make a lease deal work on a Ford truck like Butler Ford. That's why businesses and individuals have been cut for years when they want a new truck at a low payment, like $445 a month on a Ford F-150 Crew Cab. Whew! I'm running out of time in this ad, but call and ask about the low lease payments we're having on our new Ford Escapes. Remember, Butler says yes to bigger discounts and rebates. Butler says yes to giving you more for your trade. And Butler says yes to $445 a month on a Ford F-150. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned, hybrid, and electric vehicle.
36 monthly lease payments at 7,500 miles per year with 7,500 cash or trade due at signing, excluding tax, license, title, and 250 dealer dock fee on vehicle cap cost of $42,884. On approved finance through Ford Credit. Offer expires 6/3/24.
Life's busy, and off is not an option. You need to be on the water, on the call, on the road. Life's waiting. Power on with Batteries Plus. Visit one of over 700 locations today.
Looking for a safe place to store your RV, trailer, or boat? Hardcastles offers a secure storage lot located conveniently on-site with a keypad entry. With spots filling up quickly, stop by today to reserve yours. While you're there, check out the fully stocked line of enclosed, dump, flatbed, and utility trailers. Hardcastles' friendly and experienced staff are always available to help you find what you need. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Hardcastles, where the customer is king.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. By Dish.
Hi, I'm Charlene, owner of American Industrial Door, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
Yeah, I got a garage door from them, American Industrial Door. I tell you, And, you know, no, we're not doing any endorsements anymore, but I just wanted to say they were such good people about that. And that has done more to improve the appearance of my home than just about anything else I've done recently. Getting rid of that old broken up door. You know, Linda and I, we've been in our place in East Medford now for about 8 years. It's going to be 8 years this Memorial Day weekend. And I'm still amazed at how good that door looks. Just good people, okay? 10 before 9, open phones at 770-5633. Oh, gold gave back a little bit this morning, down to $23.91. Okay, that makes it even more affordable to add some to your portfolio, but it's still sitting there $24 to $24.50 in this trading range here. Yeah, the central banks are still going after it, and the smart money people are piling into this right now, because even though I'm happy about some of the, you know, election results and things like that last night, overall, what is baked in the cake is disorder in the financial markets, and government is not going to have a good ability of getting control of the spending. And so this means currency problems, financial crises, those sort of things. That's why people buy physical gold and silver and tuck that away, something in their control. Talk to Jay Austin & Company, gold and silver buyers, Ashland, 1632 Ashland Street. Stop in there today. Talk to Mark and Andrea. Make an appointment for 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. Call 482-3715 for that. They know these markets. They'll help you come up with a plan. Talk to your financial advisor and then go down and talk with Jay Austin. And to have a portion in physical silver and gold, I think, is just a good plan. And if you're looking for diamonds, silver, gold, platinum, banknotes, all sorts of other things, they work with these precious and collectible items. Talk with them. JAustinBrokers.com, all right? Mr. X is here. Mr. X, hello. What's going on in your mind this morning, Ed? Welcome.
Well, Bill, elation is the only word I guess I can come up with because of the results of this election at this point. I just want to thank everybody, you know, that worked hard and thank people for voting. But I want to also encourage people to just get rid of the apathy. We need more people involved voting. That's our only tool. And the thing is, you know, all of this stuff combined, you feel so good that we beat this back. But it's the first of many battles. Like one of your callers said a few minutes ago, they'll come back with something else. But if we expose their lies and if we expose the mistruths, we can beat them back. And we create a better place to live. And that's what it's about. It's about taking a pathway that creates a better place to live. And yeah, what we have is so nice to hang on to. And to keep these people from intruding into it, it's absolutely astounding.
You know something, Ed, this reminds me a bit this morning when I came into work about 4:45 or whatever it is, and opened up the gates, and I came in, and I'm standing out front, and we're getting that sunrise over the valley, and I was just marveling, and we had a few showers this morning, right? And I was marveling at the beauty of our area. And I actually gave thanks that we have such a beautiful area, but it is under continual political attack by people who really don't have our best interest in mind and really just want to, you know, control us and herd us into that, with lack of a better term, the globalist abattoir, if you don't mind me using that term, you know, essentially the butcher, you know, the abattoir, that kind of thing. And the only tool that we have along with our citizen activism is that vote. And I know a lot of people get cynical about the vote. Ah, it makes no difference. Hey, it's making a lot of difference this morning to a lot of people, a lot of good people.
That's, Bill, and that is a marvelous way to put it. And when you look at it, if you break it down and you look at, and you be like a little kid and say, well, why? Why did they do this? Why? What are the reasons? What are the actual reasons instead of what are their stated reasons? But one of the biggest things of all is this idea of burning, prescribed burning during fire season.
Yeah.
And our county commission, as it was, battled that. And through the use of the law, the use of ordinances, the use of every aspect of it, used their collective ability and put together a reality-based thing to protect our citizens.
And what a lot of these people, and I wanted to add that a lot of the people fighting for the charter changes, They're essentially in favor of the professional arsonists all year round, everywhere.
Well,
you know?
And I've said it on your show before. If this passed, you could welcome back the smoke inversions that we had.
Yeah. And Captain Bill Simpson, by the way, will be talking more about that because he's fighting this prescribed burn thing, too. And I know that we've had some differences of opinion on some things, but you and he agree on that kind of stuff. You know, this whole idea that the prescribed burn is just innocuous, you know?
The reality is he will have a much tougher time because his board of supervisors is what they wanted to take us to, five-member board. And, we've talked before about all of the different things that go on with this thing. One person can obstruct something. One person can keep something positive from happening. All of these things combined, it just becomes a ridiculous thing. And, you know, the key thing is, this lady who put this forward, all it comes down to is no prior governmental experience. But yet, after just a few years of living here, she wants to change our entire form of government.
And the answer is no. And the answer was no from the voters there, too.
No. And what we have to remember is that as we go forward, make the answer no again. Continue to vote these people out. Don't give them a chance to interfere with our lives.
All right. Well said, Mr. X, and I don't do it often enough, but I'm going to give you a real American salute because I know that you've always been in the trenches, and it's not necessarily rewarding from an ego point of view, but we understand what you're doing, okay? Thanks for the call, all right?
All right.
Thanks again.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Mr. X, it's 8:56. Some emails of the day before we take off here, and we'll have a lot more of them tomorrow. I have so many, I can't even get to them, though. But emails of the day, sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson at Central Point Family Dentistry. It's on Freeman Way in Central Point. Get off the freeway, go over there. There's the McDonald's, the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant, and then it's Dr. Steve, okay? Great people. And if you need a crown, they can get that taken care of really quick. They have an in-house lab there. The machine, they scan you, they put it in there. The machine starts going and carves out a crown for you in most cases while you wait. It's really cool. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. You can find out more about that. And I haven't heard from Dingy Harry Reid for a while, but he always makes me laugh. Good morning, Bill. Last summer, I wrote to you about my morning of walking around the Jacksonville marketplace and being confronted by the blue-haired commie hags of Ashland and the Jackson County for All initiative. I listened to their lies to the unwitting vendors as well. I told the one that wanted me to sign the petition, I knew what they were up to. And it wouldn't work. We don't need any commies around here, I told her. I believe your show had a lot to do with this lefty bill going down in flames. I want to thank you personally for your contribution. Radio still works, and your show is the best one in Southern Oregon. It's very kind, Harry. I don't know who you are for real, but it's very kind words. But I think, he continues, I think Sparacino will easily whip Krauss this November. We've dodged a bullet for now, but the hags will be back, guaranteed. Boy, I wish you'd tell me what you really thought here, Harry, but thanks again. Your show matters. Trust me, we don't need any Ashland creep. Appreciate the email, all right? Darren writes in with me this morning. Bill, have a boulder in my shoe. Went to Sportsman to buy a gun the other day. Got through the entire process. Was told it would be 5 to 8 days based on where I landed on the waiting list. I have a concealed permit, TSA pre-check. How many more background checks can the state and federal government do on me? I know that Oregon goes through the state police instead of the FBI background check. By now, the OSP should be caught up. A right delayed, especially by this long, is a right denied. Would you please ask Kevin Starrett next time he's on if he's heard any updates on this? Most likely, planned delay on gun purchases in Oregon. Darren, I certainly will. Appreciate the email. Email Bill at BillMeyerShow.com. And while Darren's even indicating, the struggle, the battle continues, vigilance. It must be maintained because the attacks will keep on coming. But we'll talk tomorrow on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. See you then.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your tonneau cover source. Tonneau covers are a great way to secure and protect the cargo in your bed from the elements. Styles from Truck Gear, Mack Industries, Undercover, and more. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your one-stop accessory and protection shop.
We spend a lot of time at work. Shouldn't you feel like you're cared for while you're there? At Kelly's Automotive Service, our staff voted us one of the top 100 businesses to work for in Oregon, and we're in need of experienced technicians at both our Grants Pass and Medford locations. If you're ready to be part of something bigger, check us out at kellysautomotive.com or come in and drop off your resume and talk to our staff yourself. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, take care of you, and are a